I'm John Aran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome to this segment. My name is Buddy Shula, and we're here with something that you will certainly appreciate if you're an Erie County resident, and that is Erie County Senior Services. You have been hearing a lot about Erie County Senior Services, and, you know, I don't think sometimes people realize how much the county does for senior services that you could take advantage of that you may not be doing right now. So I'm going to start with a phone number that you can call for senior services. It's 858-8526, 716-858-8526. And we are here with Angela Marinucci for this segment. Go to their website at erie.gov and just /senior services. And Angela, you've been on the show many times, and there's a reason for it, because it matters. It matters that people know what Erie County can do for seniors. Yes. It's as simple as that.
Absolutely.
And so we always talk about all these things, and every time you talk, I find myself learning another thing that seniors could be taking advantage of, and a lot of them are not, or they don't know. But now we're letting them know.
That's exactly right. And thank you so much for the platform, because the more people that find out about these services, the more they can engage, and then we can continue to provide even more.
And you know, again, I don't think people realize that they can get meals, that they could have places to go, that they could go very inexpensive, I mean, tiny, more than a cup of coffee cost for memberships to different places because of Erie County Senior Services.
Absolutely.
So I think it's all about educating. And I want to first talk about senior services in something you have now. It's called University Express. All right. That's written on my sheet pretty big. So tell me how that affects seniors.
So University Express is our lifelong learning program. And as we've discussed before, you know, we really believe in that holistic approach to living a healthy and active life. And so part of that is keeping your mind going. This is our biggest semester yet, and we continue to offer it in the fall and spring and hopefully continue to expand. We have over 130 course topics offered in person all across the county, as well as virtual for those who feel more comfortable for some of our programs. They're on topics from how to fly a kite to the Syrian Civil War. I attended one last week on doll making and the societal implications of making dolls. So it allows our older adults to really delve into different subjects that are of interest to them. And this semester we've done a really exciting branch out where we're kind of doing a lunch and learn. So we're offering it at senior centers that also have our lunch program for Stay Fit Dining. And we encourage people to attend an 11 o'clock class and then go to 12 p.m. lunch and discuss what they learned and kind of build community that way.
So the University Expresses are done at locations.
Yep. Or you could log in online for some of them are virtual. But yes, they're done at all over the county, different senior centers, different community centers, anywhere you want to go.
How many different locations between the community centers and senior centers in Erie County are you affiliated with?
So we offer Stay Fit Dining at 48 sites across the county. And then our Club 99, which is our fitness program, our University Express, they're at various different centers. So depending on the availability in the space in that center, our University Express, I believe, is using 36 different locations across the county right now. So likely somewhere near you or a fun place to go check out if it's a class you really want to see.
I have to also say this, that you mentioned meals, okay? Everybody
yes.
needs healthy, nutritious meals. And sometimes it could be a problem of just not wanting to go to the supermarket to buy these things
Absolutely.
And to cook them and prepare them. Sometimes it could be a matter, a financial matter with people mm-hmm. that they really need something on an economical scale. Senior Services of Erie County offer offers that program. Tell me about the food program, because I love it. I know people on it.
It is truly wonderful. So it is multifaceted. So at those senior centers or the dining sites, you would get a full, healthy, nutritious lunch, which has a protein, fat, and vegetable component, as well as a small dessert. It's a suggested contribution of $3. We don't means test. We don't ask for income information. You can go there and you can contribute whatever you are able or wish to. Most of the senior centers will offer you a menu for the month in advance, and you can pick the meals that you wish to attend.
Really?
Yeah. And then we have frozen meal programs for some that they'll go and pick up on Monday. They can order certain meals. Again, suggested contribution of $3, but no means testing, no salary information, none of that. And you have those nutritious meals in your freezer, and we suggest using them as soon as possible, but within 2 weeks, because they're not commercially prepared. They're not like lean cuisines. They are made fresh for our older adults to eat.
That's the people I know who are on that program. That's what they do. They pick it up.
Yep.
They pick it up for the week.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, at $3 a meal.
Yeah.
For
it's a
healthy,
great meal.
Prepared meal. All you have to do is put it in a oven or a microwave or something.
Exactly.
I mean, how easy can it get? We're here with Senior Services of Erie County, and Angela Marinucci is here with us. 858-8526 is the phone number. And go to the website as well, because you can see all these services. You'll be on the website for 5 hours because of all of these services that you're going to say, wow, I should be in that service. I should have that service. I should do this. So just go to Erie.gov or just Google Senior Services of Erie County. I'm sure you'll find it. All right. You also offer case management services. Tell us about that.
So that's for our older adults who are looking kind of for their options as they're aging and what makes sense, because they want to stay in their home. They want to continue living those active lives. So an additional facet of our food program is the home delivered meals for older adults who are not able to as mobily get around the county or maybe go grocery shopping on their own. We also include some personal care services, so some light housekeeping, things that help older adults stay functional within their homes and not have to look at assisted living or something along those lines. So we call it options counseling. We encourage everybody to call that 858-8526 phone number and let us walk you through what options may be available to you, things that you are not aware of or you may be paying a lot of money for, where we can help with some cost share services and things like that. So setting you up.
Give me like an example of one of those, the options counseling.
So we would talk you through, like, you know, for example, an older adult calls and they are less mobile than they have been in the past. We right now, and they've lost their partner, you know, they're feeling a little bit lonely. We currently have companion pets, a walker squawker, which is a parrot that I am just in love with. And it goes on your walker and it provides that companionship. And it's not a real pet. You don't have to take care of it, but it is a little bit of something more. It was featured on This Is Us, the TV show. We've gotten a lot of calls, but we offer things like that. So we would talk to the older adult and see where they are and what they're in need of. You know, if going to the grocery store is hard and they're eating cereal 3 meals a day, you know, because that's the easiest thing for them, we would be able to offer them some of the Meals on Wheels and home delivered meal options so that they can continue to eat those nutritious meals.
I love it. And what about the, yeah, and the, you also deliver meals to them too. You could talk to them about that, right? Tell me about
so,
that.
So yeah, we would take your address and everything as we talk through your different options. And we work with Meals on Wheels and Feed More across the county to deliver out on different routes. And they would deliver a hot meal and a cold meal. So it's usually a sandwich or something to have later and then a hot lunch. You know, again, they have a full menu. You can look at the days that make sense to you. It is nutritionally balanced, and it's a great, delicious meal.
And another thing I think that concerns seniors a lot is they have probably been in a house for a very long time,
mm-hmm.
and that's where they're comfortable.
Yes.
And when you start talking about other places that mom and dad should go, it starts getting a little hairy, all right, because they're comfortable in their house. Mm-hmm. It's like, anyone would be. So you offer these home care assistance things at their home.
Right. And so that those services are exactly what you're talking about. You know, they're not as, you know, we all have that grandmother or that mother that was dusting the walls 3 times a week, right? And they're just not in the physical shape to continue doing those things. But they are able to live on their own. They're mentally there and they don't want to go into a different situation. So we help with those interventions where you would get light housekeeping services once a once a week or less, so whatever makes the most sense for you. And it would offer those dusting, the vacuuming, and some personal care services if you're at a higher level. For example, if you need assistance with a shower or something along those lines. We have those interventions available so that you can continue to stay in the home that you love and be part of the community without feeling too much of a burden to anyone, which I know is a big fear among some of our older adults.
It is a big fear. And again, they don't, you know, that is a big fear.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I'm in the age group where it's a big fear for my parents. And, you know, it shouldn't be. They're
no.
Of course, not a burden.
Right.
You know, some of this stuff would be good. And, you know, to know about it's even better. And what Angela and I are talking about today is something that you may not know, but it is here. If you are an Erie County resident, I know several people who go on Senior Services website and take advantage of some of these things, and they love it. So I don't know why any senior wouldn't love it. If the people I know love it, what would be stopping another senior from loving it?
I think our biggest barrier is just hearing about it, which is why we're so thankful for the platform, because once people come in, they love it. We have on our website, we have virtual tours of museums all around the world that were up during COVID, and we've been able to maintain those. So you can go look at different artwork. You can find out programs that are available to you, you know, at your local senior or at a close by senior center. So
the upcoming Senior Net pilot rollout. Now, I have this just as a note, but what is it about?
That we're really excited about. You should watch for in 2023. So what we're doing is connecting the senior centers and some of our homebound seniors to each other. So some of our large senior centers, our Cheektowaga, Amherst, Orchard Park, are great, bustling. But some of our smaller senior centers are still really great. They just don't have the same budget. So like our Akron or our Springville, they're really engaged older adult populations. We are piloting a program that should come out in 2023, that there will be internet access to basically stream programming from some of the centers to across each other, so they'll be able to communicate each other. For example, if there is a watercolor painter at Amherst and leading a class, Springville can set it up and have it and participate part of that class through the program of SeniorNet. So we'll be rolling out at Cheektowaga, Tosh College, which is in South Buffalo, and in the East Aurora Senior Center for 2023. And it will be able to offer those opportunities, and we'll see how it takes. So what people think of it, but they could participate and interconnect our older adults. We have our senior picnic every year, and they love to see each other from different senior centers and everything. So really expanding out our programming, hoping to share those services so there's not extra costs on every municipality, and then we can go from there.
You know, it seems like you're really getting involved in doing a lot of touch points for seniors. And we've just touched on some of the things that you provide.
Absolutely.
Why do you think it is? I mean, other than that, you know, it may be just being explained a lot now. Why do you think that more people don't know about this or take advantage of it?
I think the biggest thing is that people don't consider themselves seniors. You have an idea in your head of what a senior looks like, and it's, you know, much older than what an older adult really is. Really, we make programs for 55 plus. And so, you know, I say it all the time, my parents would never call themselves seniors, so they don't think to go to a senior center. But I'm telling them, Mom, you got to check out this University Express class. You would love this fitness class that they have here. So it's really just kind of changing that perception. And I think the more that we get people into the centers and they see it's not, you know, what they thought it would be, but it's people their age, it's people they engage with, people they'll go to restaurants with. I think that's our biggest barrier, just finding out that it's different than what they expect and checking out the programs that we have.
I think you're exactly right. And, you know, people don't like the word for some reason. Right. I mean, you know, and it's a great time of life. It could be a great time of life.
It is.
Where, you know, you've worked all your life and you want to kind of enjoy some things. And so they're here to help. Erie County Senior Services is here to help you. Okay. They're not here to hurt. They're here to help and enhance your life as being in your senior years. And there's some incredible stuff. Again, go to the website and go look at Erie County Senior Services, and you'll see what services that they can do for you. We just named a couple of them. So 858-8526. Angela Marinucci from Erie County Senior Services. It's always good to talk to you.
Always good to talk to you. Thank you.
I'm John Oran, Pucks sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.